Blog Talk Radio.
I want everybody to stand up, rise to their feet for the great King. Give it up for Yahweh, everybody. Hallelujah. Praise Yah. Give it up for Yah.
Come on, give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up, give it for Yah Elohim, Israel's mighty King, the one who made my heart clean. Put water in the stream, give him peace in my scene. No release from his dreams, needles from the fiends. Yeah, hollows in the magazine, swallow this communicate. Every word that Yah say, gotta fear him every day. Trembling when I break, I'm listening to the G-way. Many people they will hate, but listen never from the evil state. Try to advocate, to abominate, all pagans I consolidate. They will all meet the same fate, find them easy like cheese grate. Stuff them all in the pot like you eating cheesecake. Put them all to the fire, watch the peace obliterate. Now I can't commiserate, Yahweh for way. Now they Yahweh when he taking bodies like Super 8. The road bitter to you, honey to my taste. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. I know you always looked at me wrong, just thought I was nothing, just a dance in the song. A gun in the hand, a slave on your land, or gold in the sand. Though I'm the mold of a man, know that I'm the apple of his eye, his beautiful wife next in the palm of his hand. The glory of his light, I'm placing the right. Or like the love of his life, who's his, what's his, know the biz, let him know the name of his, yo, hey, why, hey, need an explanation of this, Yahweh, Elohim, creator of all that is, now from alleys out of the way, next to these casualties and the people you slay, all these you pray, hope, see you someday, what you expect from the blacks that you make, they can't sleep, walk, talk, eat, let alone do anything great, they fake, Yah, real Israel, who when your knees are coming loose in the sea, down in the heat, all praises to the great King. Give it up for Yahweh, come on. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, praise Yah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for the Most High, hallelujah. Give it up for the Most High, give it up for Yah, give it up for Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Welcome to another beautiful broadcast. Nothing but the truth. I am Ore Ishai Israel from the House of Israel, located at 1907 Vine Street, here to bring you nothing but the truth. I'd like to say shalom to everyone that is tuned in our audience, in our viewership. But we know the only reason you have tuned into our program is because of your great work, love, and fear towards the mighty Yah. And who is this Yah? Yahweh is the creator of the heaven, earth, the sea, and all that therein is. Yahweh is the only judge, the only lawgiver, the only king, the only redeemer, and the only savior of the world. And Yahweh is the one that is the Elohim of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. And Yahweh has ordained us to bring you his truth. And that's what we will do. And today, or tonight rather, we're going to continue with what was taught yesterday. Yesterday, last night, More Ishaya dealt with the secrets of Yahweh. And who will Yahweh entrust his secrets to? Because many people don't know how to hold secrets. Now, it's not a bad thing to have secrets. But some people think any secret is bad. Any secret is something sneaky and shady. But Yahweh has secrets, meaning things that you aren't privy to know. Yahweh has secrets about things that you don't need to know. It's like your parents coming up didn't need to tell you everything. Yahweh don't need to tell us everything. Yet he does reveal his secrets unto a certain select type of person. But not everyone is able to hold secrets. Yesterday we realized and found out that a talebearer reveals secrets. And the truth is, our people have been taught grievously wrong. We've been taught horribly wrong. We have ways about us that are not the ways of our fathers. We got ways about us that are not the ways of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Our ways are crooked, and our ways are perverse, because we've gone astray. The Creator let us know in Hosea the 4th chapter, verse 6, that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because we don't have the proper knowledge of Elohim. We don't know how to act. Therefore, many people think telling others secrets is some kind of sport. People think that if I keep their secrets, but tell their secrets to my cohort, to my crew, to my clique, I know where it came from. No, Yahweh don't want you revealing anyone's secrets. This, if it's a secret. So Yahweh only has his secrets with a very select few. And as we learned yesterday, Yahweh shares his secret with the faithful. Just to show you something that was very eye-opening, in Proverbs, the 20th chapter, and yes, many people want to know his secrets today. The reason why people are always trying to tell you what these books of prophecy mean is because they're attempting and straight out lying about what they think they know. Yahweh didn't say nothing to them. But they're going to tell you what these books of prophecy mean. And that's why they get wrong all the time. The heathen can't tell you what Yahweh's prophets was talking about. Yahweh didn't reveal secrets to the heathen. And your lying minister can't tell you what the prophecies are about. Yahweh didn't tell them anything. But this is who Yahweh talks to. In the Proverbs, the 20th chapter, the 6th verse, most men will proclaim everyone his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? Yeah, Yahweh can find a faithful man. Yahweh knows who is the faithful. And what did he say about Moses? This is what was read yesterday in Numbers, the 12th chapter. Verse 6, and he said, hear now my words. If there is a prophet among you, I, Yahweh, will make myself known unto him in revelation or a vision, and I will speak to him in a dream. And why would Yahweh even speak to his prophets that way? Because it's a secret. If he wanted everyone to know, then he would go to everyone. But my servant Moses is not so, who is faithful in all my house. With him will I speak mouth to mouth, even apparently, and not in dark speeches. And he in the likeness of Yahweh shall he behold. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses? Yeah, why were you not afraid to talk ill about the one and the only one that I talk to face to face? I came to you in a dream. I came to you in a vision. Yeah, you a prophet. I spoke to you, but that was in a vision, and that was in a dream. And that's how I deal with all the prophets, except Moses, who's faithful in all my house. With him, I'm just going to talk to him straight up. Face to face. As was mentioned yesterday, he ain't going to run around tell everybody if Yahweh got two earrings or one. His eyelashes is long. He's going to just speak Yah's word because he's faithful. But today, our people, which has been taught by the wicked world, We don't know how to keep a secret. We don't know how to hold on to a secret. I'll tell you this, and then you run and tell somebody else. And as we learned yesterday, revealing a secret can be deadly. Why do you think the law says this in Leviticus, the 19th chapter? Verse 16 reads, you shall not go up and down as a talebearer among your people, neither shall you stand against the blood of your neighbor. I am Yahweh. So don't go and start being a talebearer, carrying tales, and don't start snitching. Essentially is what the Creator is letting you know. Don't be a little snitch. Just talking about everybody, saying everything. Don't snitch. Don't run your mouth and stand against your brother's blood. You get your brother killed. Don't start talking about him, revealing his secrets, revealing his whereabouts, revealing his affairs. These are the things that could get him killed, taken out, exposed. Why would you do such a thing to your people? This is why. In the book of Jeremiah, and today, as the program is titled, the secret of Yahweh is with. And if I was to tell you in the title who it's with, then you would just go tell somebody else. But we're going to find out who it's with. Because there's only a certain select people that Yahweh reveals his secrets to. Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, verse 1 reads, "Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of my daughter, for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men, and they bend their tongue like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, says Yahweh. Take you heed, every one of his neighbor, and trust you not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbor will walk with slanders, and they will deceive everyone his neighbor, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies and weary themselves to commit iniquity." This is the sad state of the great majority of our people. So why would the Creator reveal a secret to anybody like this? Somebody that's going to slander their brother. Somebody that utterly supplants. And every neighbor that walks with slanders. Why would Yahweh reveal his secret to someone like this? Yahweh wants someone that's faithful, that's going to know what to say and when to say it. An old saying that Demore Elisha used to say, "Those that know don't say, and those that say don't know." And why is that? If you look in the book of Proverbs, around the 25th chapter, because you want to know the secrets of the Most High, actually detrimental that you know the secrets of the Most High. It's vital that you know Yah's secrets. But in Proverbs 25, verse 2, it reads, Proverbs, the 12th chapter, the 23rd verse. It states, "A prudent man conceals knowledge, but the heart of fools proclaims foolishness." Which means what? Someone prudent, someone that has foresight, someone that looks well to their goings, someone that is considerate, someone that studies to answer, they conceal knowledge. Why do we do that? Because all knowledge ain't for everyone. There's another proverb that says, "Wisdom is too high for a fool." Also another proverb that says, "Speak not in the ears of a fool, lest he hate you." Like, some things you just don't speak to folks. They're not going to get it. They're not going to understand it. They're not going to value it. They're not going to cherish it. What they might turn around and do is slander you, persecute you, seek to destroy you. But the prudent, they conceal knowledge. So Yahweh knew and Yahweh knows who to speak his word to. He knows who to reveal himself to and how to reveal himself. Look in the book of Ezekiel, around the first chapter. In verse 3 reads, "The word of Yahweh came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Kabar. And the hand of Yahweh was there upon him. And I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud, and a fire enfolding itself, and brightness was about it, and out of the midst thereof as the color of amber, out of the midst of the fire. Also, out of the midst thereof came the likeness of four living creatures, and this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man, and every one had four faces, and every one had four wings, and their feet were straight feet, and the soles of their feet were like the sole of a calf's foot. And they sparked like the color of burnished brass, sparkled like the color of burnished brass. And they had the hands of a man under their wings, on their four sides. And they four had their faces and their wings. Their wings were joined one to another. They turned not when they went. They went every one straight forward. As for the likeness of their faces, they four had the face of a man, the face of a lion on the right side, and they four had the face of an ox on the left side. They four also had the face of an eagle. Thus were their faces, and their wings were stretched upward. Two wings of every one were joined to one another, and two covered their bodies. And they went, every one straight forward. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went, and they turned not when they went. As for the likeness of the living creatures, their appearance was like burning coals of fire, and like the appearance of lamps. It went up and down among the living creatures, and the fire was bright. And out of the fire went forth lightning, and the living creatures ran and returned as the appearance of a flash of lightning. Now as I beheld the living creatures, behold, one wheel upon the earth by the living creatures with his four faces. The appearance of the wheels and their work was like unto the color of beryl. And they four had one likeness, and their appearance and their work was as it were a wheel in the middle of a wheel. When they went upon their four sides, and they turned not when they went. As for their rims, they were so high that they were dreadful, and their rims were full of eyes round about them four. And when the living creatures went, the wheels went by them. And when the living creatures were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up. Wherever the spirit was to go, they went. There was their spirit to the go, and their wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creatures was in the wheels. When those went, these went. And when those stood, these stood. And when those were lifted up from the earth, the wheels were lifted up over against them. For the spirit of the living creature was in the wheels. And the likeness of the firmament upon the heads of the living creature was of the color of an awesome crystal, stretched forth over their heads above. And under the firmament, there were wings straight, and one toward the other. Everyone had two, which covered on this side, and everyone had two, which covered on that side, their bodies. And when they went, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of the Almighty, the voice of speech, as the noise of a host. When they stood, they let down their wings. And there was a voice from the firmament that was over their heads when they stood and had let down their wings. And above the firmament that was over their heads was likeness of a throne, as the appearance of a sapphire stone. And upon the likeness of the throne was the likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it. And I saw as the color of amber, as the appearance of fire round about within. From the appearance of his loins, even upward, and from the appearance of his loins, even downward, I saw as it were the appearance of fire, and it had brightness round about, as the appearance of the bow that is in the cloud in the day of rain. So was the appearance of the brightness round about. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of Yahweh. And when I saw it, I fell upon my face, and I heard a voice of one that spoke. Now, he gave you this very detailed description, and not one time told you how long Yah's beard was. He could tell you about the four creatures and their four faces, and the colors he saw, and the vehicle that they were in, these living creatures coming out and going in, all these details, but not once did he tell you how big Yahweh's ears are. Not once did he tell you how long Yahweh's arms were. Why? Because Ezekiel wasn't told at all to tell you that. He described this to let you know that he saw all this greatness. And then he saw that it had to be the Almighty in all his majesty in this vision. And he bowed. But he didn't tell you what Yahweh looked like. He just said, I seen someone that looked like a man. But you know this wasn't no man. But he didn't reveal anything else about the Creator. If he had on rings, if he had on a watch. Why? Because Ezekiel was Yah's prophet. And Yahweh only select a few type of folks that's going to be his prophet. They got to be in a certain category of a person so that they can have Yahweh's secrets. And Yahweh's secrets, you need them. That's how you stay alive. Look what it says in Proverbs 29th chapter. And people reading that first chapter of Ezekiel have tried to recreate that description. And how do you know if they know that? As my teacher taught me, many of our people and many people, period, talk about UFOs. But Yahweh, he had, this was, don't you understand what was in Ezekiel was the vehicle, the chariot that Yahweh decided to ride upon at that time. It came in this extravagant design, but that's what Yahweh rode upon at that time. One time, Elisha showed his servant all the chariots of the angels that were with him, chariots of fire. Yahweh said that he's going to return with his angels in chariots of fire. Yeah, people are speaking of UFOs, telling them, I saw UFOs, there's UFOs. They do videos, UFOs. because they think there's other aliens and things in this matter. But Yahweh comes in these various type of chariots. And believe me, if Yahweh's coming with his chariots, people aren't going to be taking snapshots and making documentaries. Because Yahweh said when he comes with his chariots, it's time to handle business. But you need Yahweh's secrets. In Proverbs, the 29th chapter, the 18th verse reads, where there is no vision, what is a vision? A vision is something that Yahweh gives to his prophets. Yahweh speaks to his prophets because he's separating the children of Israel from every other nation. He don't want you going, you know, nowadays, technology, you can take a picture of your palm. It reads your palm right on your phone. You might think that's innocent. You might think there's nothing behind that, when that in actuality is nothing but witchcraft. Nothing but vanity. Yahweh don't want you to, if everybody can find out the secrets of the Most High by taking a picture of their palm on their phone and having some palm reader tell you what your life is going to be like, well, how does that separate Yahweh and his people and his messengers from your camera phone? Yahweh ain't more special than your camera phone? People have been reading tarot cards and casting lots and doing all kind of things for thousands of years. Speaking with familiar spirits. Speaking to the dead. Fortune telling. People have been doing this for thousands of years. Nevertheless, Yahweh don't want us dealing with this type of thing. And they're doing it because they're trying to find vision. They need vision. Why else do you go to the tarot reader, the tarot card? You're trying to get vision. Why else do you get your palm read? You're trying to get a vision. Why else are you going and asking the familiar spirits what is to become and what is? You want a vision. It's all about vision. You need vision. But Yahweh said, where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keeps the law. If you keep the law, you have plenty of vision. Why will you have plenty of vision if you keep the law? For this main and very important fact is why you will stay with vision if you keep the law. We read it yesterday. We'll read it again. It's in the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, the 29th verse, where it reads, the secret things belong to Yahweh, our Elohim. Meaning, Yahweh's middle name belongs to him, if he even got one. Yahweh's shoe size belongs to him. How Yahweh appears and disappears belongs to him. But those things which are revealed to us belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of his law. Everything that Yahweh gave vision to, everything he reveals, is for you and I and our children in order to keep the laws of the Most High. This is what this is for. It's not so you can write a book and be special Look what the Creator said in the book of Ecclesiastes. That's what people do now when they find out things. They write a book, and they say, look how smart I am. They put together a speech series, and they go around giving a bunch of talks, taking your money, and now you feel good about yourself because you got a little vision, even though that vision could have been used for salvation. But that's why Yahweh just ain't going to no one, just anyone. In Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, the 14th verse, it says in verse 14, Ecclesiastes, I know that whatever Yahweh Elohim does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, and nothing taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. See, this is what the Creator is trying to show you. He wants you to understand that he does things that are so high above you that it's really the purpose is so that you may fear him, which means you may honor him. You may revere him. You may be like, yup, that's Yahweh. I ain't playing with him. I'm going to fear him. I'm going to listen to what he got to say. He said, I know that whatever Elohim does, it shall be forever. Meaning, whatever Yahweh done judged, whatever Yahweh done determined, whatever Yahweh done decreed, however Yahweh done made it, this thing is forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And Elohim does it that men should fear before him. Which means Creator is the only one that can reveal secrets. He's the only one that can bring forth vision. And there's only one manner in how he does that. He doesn't reveal secrets to unfaithful people. But let me show you who he reveals secrets to. And then you're going to find out why you and all these other people might not know the secret of the Most High. Let me tell you a small story. Years ago, Moray Elisha, who was Yahweh's prophet, Yahweh's messenger, someone asked him, what are all the covenants of Yahweh? The person asking didn't know, and nobody else knew. Why? It was a secret. But obviously Yahweh wanted this thing revealed. Why else would he inspire someone to ask this question? Well, Elisha sought the Most High, and Yahweh revealed to him one of the most dynamic doctrines that you can know. And this doctrine is so important that if you don't know it, then you aren't getting the vision. You are not going to be happy, and you will be one foot in the grave if you don't know the answer to that question that was asked. What are all of Yahweh's covenants? Well, as was my manner, I used to go to Elisha's barbershop. He used to cut hair, owned his own barbershop in Cincinnati, Evanston community. And I went to his barbershop. As soon as I got inside, he said to me, what are all of the covenants of Yah? And I started naming what I thought I knew. And he told me, nope, you almost had it, but you don't have it. Okay, what is it? He said, you know why you don't know? I said, no, why don't I know? I don't know why. You don't fear Yah. And then I just sat down like, what do you mean? I did. Swallow a humble pill and say, obviously I must not. Well, can you reveal this thing to me? And so he did. And once he spoke them to me, I said, that's right. Those are the covenants. I studied it. I accepted it. And I knew that I had to humble myself to even do that. And then, well, before he even told me what they were, he said, and this is how I know you don't fear them. He said, read Psalms 25, verse 14. So I read Psalms 25, verse 14, and what does it say? The secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Yeah. And once I read that, I said, my goodness, I guess I don't fear him enough because I didn't know all the covenants. He ain't show it to me. But when I heard him, I knew him. They were right. Now I know him because it was revealed. But I went to another person after this thing was revealed, after it was revealed in the congregation, revealed in the conference, proven seven different ways. I went to another person, somebody who you thought might be faithful. And I said to him, what you think about those seven everlasting covenants? That's deep. Oh, no, I don't believe in covenants. What? He revealed them. But why didn't this brother see him? Then another brother said, no, I don't think those are the covenants. I think this is the covenant. What? He revealed them. Why don't you see? Because the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. So even though we could come on 7 days a week, we could teach in the prisons, we could teach in the streets, we could teach in the congregation and speak about Yahweh's visions day in and day out. Just because we're talking about them don't mean you know them. Because the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And he will show them his covenant. And this is who Yahweh reveals secrets to. And that's why many people don't got the secret of the Most High. Because they don't fear Yahweh. Look what it says in Psalms 14. In Psalms 14, verse 1 reads, the fool says in his heart, there is no Elohim. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that does good. This is what the fool says. There's no Elohim. When people walk around rejecting the Creator, you're essentially saying there's no Elohim. See, the secret of Yahweh is with them that fear him. And this is why this verse in Isaiah is so important. The 29th chapter, the 13th verse. Therefore, Yahweh said, for as much as this people draw near me with their mouth, in church they sing hallelujah. And with their lips they do honor me. They say all praises to the Most High. But they have removed their heart far from me, and their fear, and this is what it is, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. The fear toward the Most High ain't taught by Yah. It's not what people going off of. People going off of what man done taught them. This is describing religion. In religion, They'll say and do all things that sound good, look good, but they don't fear the Creator. They only fear the Creator according to man, which means they really fear man, which means their beliefs are from man, that their faith is based in man. So your fear ain't even where it should be. So why would Yahweh reveal a secret to you if you don't fear the Creator? Which is why a talebearer don't need to have the secrets of the Most High. Because a talebearer, one that goes up and down as a talebearer, they don't fear the Most High. Not enough to have his secrets. Look in Proverbs, the 25th chapter, to show you what kind of people the Creator lets have his secrets. Proverbs chapter 25, verse 2. It is the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing. You see, the Most High says, this is my glory. I'll conceal a thing. And why? Why is it the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing? Because it's the honor of kings to search it out. So the Most High conceal it, but he wants to see who's going to be honorable and search this thing out. And that don't mean go to the library every day, go and become an archaeologist and start digging up the earth, do a bunch of interviews, hidden truths, and all this other stuff. That's not what he's talking about. He's talking about searching this thing. You searching what Elohim has concealed. Let me show you something the Creator concealed. And that means hid, to hide. Let me show you what he hides, or what he hid, or what he does hide at times, which we need to search out. See, there's many things the Creator hides, conceals, but he wants to see who's going to be honorable and search it out. Who's going to search this thing out? And how do you search this thing out? Look what something that Yahweh hides. It's in the book of Isaiah, the 45th chapter. Let's start reading at verse 14. Thus saith Yahweh, the labor of Egypt and merchandise of Ethiopia and of the Sabians, men of stature, shall come over unto you, and they shall be yours. They shall come after you in chains. They shall come over, and they shall fall down unto you. They shall make supplication unto you, saying, surely Elohim is in you, and there is none else. There is no other Elohim. Verse 15. Truly, you are an Elohim that hides yourself, O Elohim of Israel, the Savior. You heard that? He said, you're an Elohim that hides himself, conceals himself. And what does he conceal himself in? And are you searching him out? It's the glory. And how in glory is light? How is it glorious? And he conceals himself. Look at Psalms 104, verse 1 and 2. Bless Yahweh, O my soul. O Yahweh, my Elohim, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. That's why it's the honor of kings to search it out. Ain't no talebearer searching out the things that Elohim conceal. Talebearers just want to steal it, want to hear it, so they go blab it to everybody else. I know where Yahweh at, and you don't. Oh, I'm only going to tell my crew. Yahweh ain't about to let that happen. Verse 2, who covers yourself. This is what Yahweh does. Who covers yourself with light as a garment. Yeah, he's covered in light. But you can't see it until you do something honorable. And that's searching him out. It's the glory of Elohim to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings to search it out. And before you start searching out anything else, you need to go find the one that hid himself. Look what it say in Deuteronomy, the 32nd chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 19 reads, or verse 18 says, of the rock that begot you, thou art unmindful, and forgotten Elohim that formed you. See, Yahweh said, you forgot me. Why you think he's hiding himself? You forgot him. You're not considering him. You thinking that this world is ran on atomic energy, petroleum, your phone, your automobile, your college degrees, your hustle game. That's not what the world is ran on. That's not what matters. What matters is the secrets of Yah. The entire Torah is a secret. Every word of Elohim is a secret. And he revealed it to his prophets. And his prophets spoke his words. Moses was a prophet. He revealed the law that Yahweh delivered to him. Yahweh had a secret meeting with the entire nation of Israel in the wilderness. That's why he brought him out of Egypt, so he can have a conversation with his people. And he's going to do it again. And it's going to be in secret. Why you think the world said, I don't know when it happened, where that happened, how that happened? Because he didn't reveal it to them. He just allowed us to record it. And now, you just can read about it. But Yahweh said, you forgot him. And when Yahweh saw it, he abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be. For they are a very perverse generation, children whom is no faith. Why do you think he hid himself? Because he saw that we was unfaithful. Why is he going to share his wondrous works and we're going to be unfaithful? We're not going to protect his word. Yahweh said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. That's what he said. But look how our people acted. And you think Yahweh is going to just let you, unfaithful man and woman, those that don't fear the Most High, know who David is, know who Elijah is. People say, I'm waiting for Elijah. I mean, people that don't even fear Yahweh talking about, I'm waiting for Elijah. Son, you don't know when Elijah got here. You didn't know when Elijah stepped foot here. And when he left, you had no clue. Because Yahweh didn't reveal Elijah to everybody. Even though people think they're waiting for all the world to know it's Elijah, that's not how it's going down. Yahweh said, touch not my prophets, touch not my anointed, and do my prophets no harm. But look how Israel treated Yah's prophets. In the book of 2 Chronicles 36, verse 14. Moreover, all the chief of the priests and the people transgressed very much after all the abominations of the heathen, and polluted the house of Yahweh, which he had hallowed in Jerusalem. And Yahweh Elohim of their fathers sent them by his messengers, rising up early and sending, because he had compassion on his people and on his dwelling place. You see, the Creator really was just trying to get you to do right. He kept on sending his messengers. But they mocked the messengers of Elohim, as they still do, and despised his words, as they still do, and misused his prophets until the wrath of Yahweh arose against his people, till there was no remedy. Yeah. Misused them. Killed them. Put them in jail. Threw things on them. Spit on them. Made them fear for their life. You ever read about Jeremiah and the things he went through? They had him in jail. Threw him in a hole. He had to send the word of Yah through a whole nother person, because they was out for his life. But you think Yahweh just going to let you know who David is, even though there's no faith in you? Even though there's no fear of him in you? He's going to reveal it to those that fear him, to those that are faithful, those that are searching for him. And are you even looking for the Most High? It's the honor of a king. And a king is a chief person. A king is a head man or woman. A king is a chief, a ruler. Somebody that has royalty, dignity, order. It's the glory of Elohim to conceal the thing, but the honor of kings to search it out. A talebearer, they're not honorable. They're just trying to tell you secrets. Look in Proverbs, the 15th chapter. Verse 4 reads, a wholesome tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the spirit. Meaning, if your tongue is wholesome, then how is it wholesome? Because it's with the Most High. But if you perverse with this tongue, then Yahweh's not going to be sharing secrets with this kind of mouth, with this kind of evil. That's not how the Creator shares his words. But if you want to know something, you want to know a thing, then you have to fear the Most High. If you're going to seek Yahweh, you got to seek Yahweh the way it's written. Look in Proverbs 2, verse 1. If my son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, so that you incline your ear unto wisdom. And why? Why do you hide his words? Look what he said. My son, if you will receive my words and hide my commandments with you, you need to protect them. Keep them to you. You don't need, look, the wicked watches the righteous and seeketh to slay them. Which means what? Somebody's watching you. They just waiting for you to do something. And where are you supposed to hide these commandments? In your heart. So they become a part of you. So that you incline your ear unto wisdom and apply your heart unto understanding. Yes, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. If you seek her as silver and search for her as for hidden treasures. Is that how we looking for the Creator? The way you looking for that paycheck? The way you looking for that gold? The way you after that bag? We after the bag. Gotta get the bag. What about? Gotta get the wisdom. If I could see people talking about how much they gotta get the wisdom instead of that bag. Yahweh don't say nothing about bags. He say, if you search for her as for hidden treasures. And why do you think people looking for hidden treasures? It's hidden. They want the vision to where this hidden thing is. Because those things that are hidden is attractive. It feels like it's more valuable. Look at this. This is why Yahweh don't bring his secrets to these non-fearful, unfaithful people. This is what it says in Proverbs, the 9th chapter, verse 17. Stolen waters are sweet. This is what the foolish woman says. She says it to the simple. She says, stolen waters are sweet, and bread eaten in secret is pleasant. That's how the foolish think. Oh, we got to know this thing. This thing is real good. So we can blab our mouth. So we can slander. So we can talk about you. Look what the wicked does. The FBI, years ago, created an organization, they created a initiative, a program within the FBI. Now, you know the FBI is the Federal Bureau of Intelligence or Investigation. So their job is to be the investigators of the federal government upon its people that commit crimes. But they began a program called COINTELPRO. It's not conspiracy, it's fact. And COINTELPRO stood for and stands for Counter Intelligence Program, COINTELPRO. And who was it for? It was for the purposes to stop the rise of the Black Messiah. Why in the world would they want to do that? Why would they even call it that? Why didn't they just say stop the rise of a black leader? No, stop the rise of the black Messiah, the anointed black leader. And you had brothers and sisters snitching on the leaders of the Nation of Islam, of SNCC, of the Black Panther Party, and all these other organizations. They always were able to infiltrate and still do today. Infiltrate these organizations in which there's these prominent, charismatic black leaders. And they bring them down with the hand of their own tail-bearing people. And are you going to think Yahweh is just going to up and reveal his anointed, the true black Messiah, to just anybody? No. So they can catch you on the phone talking about, yeah, I know who David is. Let me show you what Yahweh said in the book of Malachi. It said, if you're not searching for Yahweh like hid treasures, you searching for them hid treasures. You want to get that secret bread. Malachi, the third chapter, verse 1 reads, and before we go there, go to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, verse 1 reads, who have believed our report, and to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Yeah, who's going to believe it? Why do you think Yahweh asked this question? Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yah revealed? Who is revealed? Who's seen it? Who has the vision that Yahweh gave? And then, in Malachi, the third chapter, the first verse, behold, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the master, or the king, who you seek. See, people looking for this king shall suddenly come to his temple. Whose place is he coming to? The messengers. He's going to come. Even the messenger of the covenant, whom you delight in. Behold, he shall come, says Yahweh. He's going to come to Yah's messenger, to his house, to his temple. But who may abide in the day of his coming? Meaning, who's going to stand for this man? Who's going to acknowledge him? Who's going to abide in the day of his coming? And who shall stand when he appears? For he is like the refiner's fire and the fuller's soap. See, this, when this man come, he's cleaning. He's refining. He's getting things in order. That's what refiners do. That's what fuller's soap do. That's why he's a purifier of silver. A refiner and a purifier of silver. You know what some uncut silver look like? Just a rough piece of silver. But that refiner's fire shapes it. Gets it in order. Now you got a straight edge silver. A silver block. Whatever you're going to use it for, it's in order. So who's going to abide the day of his coming? Who's going to be able to endure it? Who's going to be able to acknowledge it? Only the ones that he gave vision to. Only the one that fear the Creator. David could stand in front of you if you a talebearer, a fearless man or woman, an unfaithful man. David stand in front of you and tell you he David, and you be like, no, you ain't. But who's going to abide? Let me show you what the ones that ain't going to abide are going to do in the book of Daniel, the 10th chapter, the first verse. In the third year of Cyrus, king of Persia, a thing was revealed unto Daniel, whose name was called Belteshazzar. And the thing was true, but the time appointed was long, and he understood the thing and had understanding of the vision. See, Daniel got vision from Yahweh. Yahweh's prophets receive vision, and this vision is revealed to the people for the betterment of the people, so that they can know what to expect. Sometimes a prophet gives a vision that was revealed to him to the people for the purposes of hope, to know that there is a light at the end of the tunnel. Sometimes the vision is given so that you keep the law and refresh yourself in this law. You might need that hope to stay focused on the law. There's many visions Yahweh gives his prophets, and Daniel received visions of the future. In those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. I ate no pleasant bread, neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth, neither did I anoint myself at all, till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And in the 24th day of the first month, as I was by the side of the great river, which is Hiddekel, then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins were girded with the fine gold of Uphaz. His body also was like the beryl, and his face was as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes as lamps of fire, and his arms and his feet like in the color of polished brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. And I, Daniel, stood, and I, Daniel, alone saw the vision. For the men that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quaking fell upon them, so that they fled and hid themselves. Why? Because that's not who Yahweh wanted to have. See, Yahweh gave them the vision. They probably would have ran around talking about, yeah, the angel came and spoke directly to me. Like, you know, some people be out here talking about they done heard from Gabriel or Michael or Ariel. They done heard from the angels, and the angels told them to go on the top of a mountain and build a compound and drink some Kool-Aid. See, Yahweh knew who he wanted to talk to. He knew who he wanted the vision for. So he made these other men afraid because they can't stand when he came. They couldn't abide. They couldn't endure. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision. And there remained no strength in me, for my comeliness was turning me into corruption, and I retained no strength. Even Daniel became afraid, but he was still able to see, because Yahweh wanted him to see. And let me show you this. In Malachi chapter 4, while people are waiting for Elijah, but yet, do you even know who he is, who he was, where is he coming from, who he came to, or anything of the sort? Because it's only a certain select group that Yahweh is allowing to see, hear, know, and even speak about his vision, his revelation. And it's not a talebearer, it's not somebody unfaithful, and it surely ain't somebody that don't fear him. In Malachi, the fourth chapter, says in verse 1, "For behold, the day comes that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yes, and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. And the day that comes shall burn them up, says Yahweh of hosts, that it shall leave them neither root nor branch. But unto you that fear my name, shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth," and who's you? "To fear God's name. You shall go forth and grow up as calves of the stall." And you, who's you? "The ones that fear God's name. Shall tread down the wicked. They shall be," who's the they? "The proud. Shall be ashes under the soles of your feet in the day that I shall do this, says Yahweh of hosts. Remember you," who's you? "Those that fear Yah's name, the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel." He letting you, the ones that fear Yah's name, know to remember the law. He ain't telling the people that he just burnt up to remember the law. They proud. They don't even know Yahweh is. They ain't even listening to Yah. They want to talk about things and steal Yah's words, but they're not listening to Yah. That's why Yahweh ain't coming to no talebearers, to no revealers of secrets, to somebody unfaithful, to somebody that don't fear him. Yahweh said he's proud people. But you that fear Yah's name, remember the law of Moses, my servant, which I commanded him in Horeb for all Israel, with the statutes and judgments. Behold, I will send you. Who's you? The ones that fear Yah's name. Yahweh is sending you, the ones that his secret is with. Elijah, a prophet, someone who knows how to handle Yah's secrets before the coming of the great and dreadful day of Yahweh. And he shall turn the heart of the fathers to the children. What fathers? The fathers that fear Yah. To what children? That fear Yah. In the hearts of the children, to their fathers. He's not worried about the ones he already told you he burning up. Elijah only came to the ones that fear Yah's name. And only the ones that fear Yah's name heard him. And only the ones that fear Yah's name acknowledged him. And only the ones that fear Yah's name are returning to the Father. All the talebearer is going to do is talk about you. I heard you thought that was Elijah. I heard this was Elijah. And what, did Yahweh let Elijah get destroyed by Jezebel when she was killing all the other prophets? No. He hid Elijah. He hid David. And he's even hiding you. Last scripture, Isaiah 49, just to let you know, it's not just about David and Elijah. Isaiah 49, verse 1, "Listen, O isles unto me. Listen, O you people from afar. Yahweh has called me from the womb. From the bowels of my mother have he made mention of my name. And he has made my mouth like a sharp sword. In the shadow of his hand has he hidden me, and made me a polished shaft in his quiver as he hid me and said unto me, you are my servant, O Israel, in whom I will be glorified. But who's going to believe our report? And who is Yahweh showing his secrets to? The ones that fear him. The faithful and the righteous. So if you can't hold your own secrets, you already know you're not going to hold Yah's. But if you want to know the secret of Yah, then it's time to get with them that fear him. And until tomorrow, Yahweh loves you very much. And so do I. Shalom.
Relate to the light, the truth, see the wicked's pride deflate. He's a dog.